This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. And during the commercial top of the hour news and break, I went and checked the solar charge converter. We're generating about 1,500 watts of solar power right this moment at about 56 volts. About 1,500 watts. It's not peak. When we hit peak with this particular array that we have, this first of the several arrays we're building, we can generate about 2,200 watts. We've got Jay in Nebraska. He's with us. And Terry, you're up next. Jay, we were talking with you about the size of the battery bank. The least expensive way to get in my opinion, is lead-acid batteries, marine batteries that you can get at the Chinese factory outlet. In my opinion, and there's some discussion about this, but in my opinion, the higher the voltage you start with in your battery bank, the more efficient your system is going to be. So if you start with a 12-volt system, it will be less efficient than a 24-volt system, which will be less efficient than a 36 and less efficient than a 48. Our particular system is a 48-volt system. Yeah, and there's several reasons why. It's really hard to move a lot of current at a low voltage. So, for example, we have on our barn roof the solar panels, and I ran underground cable from the barn to the house. Now, we're running about 96 volts underground, and I buried in conduit aluminum cable, a 2-gauge aluminum cable called triplex. I'm using one of the conductors as a ground, one as a plus, and one as a minus. So because it's such a long run, about 100 feet underground, 100 feet of cable buried 3 feet underground, because of that, there's voltage loss. And if I were using a 12-volt system, it'd be very difficult to move enough current at 12 volts. But at 48 volts battery bank, I can send the solar panels I have in series. I have three of them in series, and about 32 volts apiece. So 32 plus 32 plus 32 is 96. So I'm sending 96 volts DC underground to the charge controller, which is at the house. So it's working better for us for that kind of an arrangement. Now, that's one array, but the next array will be closer to the house. And then the next array will probably be another 100 feet. So we're going to have ultimately three solar panel arrays, but a 48-volt system, in my opinion, is more efficient in converting 48 volts DC to 120 or 240 volts AC. It's a smaller jump up, in my opinion. But there are other people who disagree with me. And I'd love to hear what Bruce Kay has to say about that, or Kyle Harris, or Bert Pertonis. Jay in Nebraska, did you have something else that you wanted to check in with us about?
Yeah, I've got several questions. I mean, I find this topic fascinating. Okay, now, a job I used to have, I used to be a forklift operator, and we had electric forklifts, and we had these really huge 24-volt batteries. And I mean, it would take 8-10 hours to recharge from,
mm-hmm. right.
you know, empty.
Mm-hmm.
would one of those be sufficient? And I know they have 3,000 watt inverters now. You know, for regular use, would one of those be one of was yes. one of those batteries? Yeah.
The answer is yes. And you're talking about a lead acid battery, and it comes in a large crate, if you will. And
right.
it's kind of self-contained. They're all wired together. You're absolutely right. Yes, you can, and you can buy them used. As a matter of fact, I was talking with Scott Hunt. He's one of our instructors. He is a consultant, a solar-type consultant, contracting consultant. And he wrote the Doomsday Prepper test that I took about preparedness. And he's going to be on the air with us in a couple weeks. And I believe that's the system that he used because he found that is the least expensive. He may correct me, but I believe that that's what he's using temporarily because he found it to be the least expensive system. However, you know, if you buy a used one, it's not up to snuff typically. But what you can do is you can get a battery desulfator, which is what we've used here at the farm on all of our lead-acid batteries that go in, like the bulldozer and the backhoe and the trucks and the tractors. And we just have a small desulfator, and it just ticks along, and it just slowly blasts the sulfate off the plates of the lead-acid batteries, and it renews them. And it works great, but it takes one day per pound of battery to desulfate. So if you're talking about, you know, a 100-pound battery, well, let's say a 70-pound battery that you might have as a marine battery that is slowly deteriorating, it would take one day per pound to desulfate it, a little over 2 months. But in the battery that you're talking about, it would probably weigh, you know, hundreds of pounds, which might take a year. But yes, it works. And the military uses, in Europe, the military uses these desulfators on the military vehicles all the time. So when you're running the vehicle, it's desulfating the batteries. That's how good this technology is. And it's simple. All it does is it builds up a charge in a capacitor in a desulfator. It stores the charge for a short time and then releases the charge. And it's at a higher voltage than the battery is used to operating. So it's a little tickle to the battery, and it just slowly blasts off the sulfate without destroying the battery. It really works well.
Okay,
and you can pick them up on
question.
Yes.
Got another question. Okay, now, Thursday I left Phoenix, Arizona, Tucson. It's 111 out there. Is it feasible to be off-grid on electric and everything using AC down there?
If you're talking about air conditioning, Scott Hunt is going to come on the air with us and talking about different alternatives to air conditioning. Because here's the problem. As Rich Sheehan mentioned, when you run an electric motor, they are electricity consumers. They draw a lot of electrical power. And when they start up, they draw 2 to 3 times more than when they're running. So that's the problem, starting up an electric motor. And if you live in a temperature of that high in Arizona, you're going to have air conditioning, right? Unless you live underground. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. Today in Phoenix, it's supposed to be 103.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's 103, but the roof temperature is probably, you know, depending on the kind of roof you have, I would think that the roof would be 160, 170, 180 degrees.
Right.
I'm talking about the roof of a house. Even if it's a terracotta roof, it's going to be really, really hot. Well, that's the problem in that part of the world. It really is, air conditioning. And also, in our part of the world, in Missouri, where it's not quite that bad, it's not even nearly that bad in terms of temperature, our problem is refrigeration, okay, along with the well pump. But that's not too bad because we don't operate the well pump 24 hours a day. But the refrigeration, if you have a freezer, let's say a freezer in the garage or two freezers in the garage and a refrigerator in the kitchen, now you have three compressors.
Yeah.
That's getting a little difficult. And then if you add air conditioning onto that, that's a big problem. And I'll tell you how we solve part of the air conditioning problem. It's not completely solved here. What we've done is I've split the load. We have the outside compressors. We have two of them, Lennox 19 SEER, and 12 years old. And they are 2.5/4 tons each. That's not weight. That would be the capacity. So they're rated in tons of air conditioning capacity. What I've done is I've put the air conditioning compressors, the outside units, on the grid. So when they fire up that heavy 30-amp load to start it up, that's on the grid. Currently, our off-grid system can't handle those. But what we do have is the air handlers on the inside of the house. They are off the grid. So I've split the system. So the unit that moves the air throughout the house is off-grid. The outside compressors are on-grid. And here's what that means. In the wintertime, we need to use the indoor air handlers to circulate the air because we have a heat exchanger in them that is heated by our outdoor wood furnace. So we have off-grid air circulation for heat, but not for air conditioning. Completely.
Fascinating.
I hope I...
And Jay, can I address a couple of concerns you had earlier, or a couple of questions, if I may? If you use used batteries, you got to make sure you have an accurate hydrometer to check each battery cell on a fairly regular basis. In other words, get specific gravity readings, which is a measurement of the density of the liquid, and have an accurate voltmeter. Because if you have, the way lead-acid batteries work, if you have one or two bad batteries that you're not aware of, and you've bought some pretty high-tech, expensive batteries for the rest of your array, those batteries will actually bring down, those one or two bad batteries will bring down your whole set. So you got to be very careful. I'm not a big proponent of using used batteries unless you know exactly how they've been used, where they come from, how old they are, and what condition they're in. And you were talking about 12-volt, 24-volt, 48-volt. I would definitely go 24 or 48. I have a 24, and I'd probably go 48 next time. The 12-volt is mostly used for the small cabin setup when people want to use a DC system and not an AC system. So you're going to be a little more limited with a 12-volt system. And don't chins on the... on the gauge or the aught of the size of the wire. The bigger the wire, the less resistance. And the closer the solar array is from the panels to your batteries, from your batteries to your home, the less resistance you're going to have as well. So keep that in mind. I just wanted to address those few issues.
Rich, even those are very, very good points. Very good points. Jay, we've got to run. We've got Terry in Kansas. You're up next. And Terry wants to talk about solar panels as well. Today,
all right, thanks, Ben.
We're talking about... Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Jay. All right, Rich Sheehan, I'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the tip.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us, and Terry in Kansas. Thank you so much for being so patient and waiting on hold. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm. I was considering going solar, and I got on this website, environmentalprogress.org, and it explains the toxicity of these solar panels. It says that they're made out of lead and cadmium, and the process to make them with phosphine gas and some of these dangerous chemicals makes them difficult to recycle. Do you know anything about, do you agree with what this article is saying?
Well, I have not read the article, but let me share with you my thoughts. If you want to generate electricity, there's almost no way to do it. I don't know of any way to generate electricity without damaging the environment in some way. If you were to take a strip of zinc and a strip of copper and put it into an electrolyte solution, you would create a cell, and it would generate DC voltage. And depending on the surface area of the strips of zinc and copper, would depend on the amount of current that you would produce. But to produce the zinc strip would involve mining and smelting and manufacturing, which is toxic to the environment. The same with copper. So that's a very, very simple example. I wish there were a way to generate electricity without pollution of any kind. But I don't know of any way, because even if we have a gas turbine even if it's natural gas, even if we put the turbine right over the borehole that produces the natural gas, we still manufactured the turbine. And there's still the combustion gases from the burning of the natural gas. There's pollution from the wire. There's pollution from the vinyl jacket, the rubber jacket, the manufacturing of the terminals, everything involved in electric power generation. So I don't really, I'd love to have a clean answer. Nuclear power, you know, we were told, one of my instructors was Isaac Asimov back in the 1960s, the early 1960s. And I remember being in class with him. And I remember learning about the power of the atom. It was absolutely clean. We were going to have almost free electricity. Back then, the electric bills were $7 for a whole household. Now they're $400.
What about the old Tesla technology? It seems like that would be the only clean way, or that may not even be clean. Who knows?
Well, where does the... Okay, Tesla would be the transmission, right, of the electricity? Is that what you're talking about?
But well, how he gets the free out of the air, and you know.
Well, okay. But we still have to manufacture the equipment to get it, right? That's the problem. There is no way... I mean, let me give out the phone number. If someone knows a way, I'd love to hear it. And I'm sure Rich even would, too. 866-582-9933. Is there a way of getting free energy without pollution?
Well, he made the big tower, you know, and then they tore it down before he could demonstrate it, you know.
Well, he actually did demonstrate it and set the nearby city on fire.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, I heard something about it.
Yeah.
That's why I say if you could do it safely, who knows?
Well, here's how I look at it. Bruce Kay and I have embarked on a way. Bruce Kay and I are frugal. And I'm pretty darn sure that Rich Sheban is right up there with us. Rich, you're frugal, right? You don't waste money any way, shape, or form. Right. Okay. So all of us here at USA Prepares are frugal. And we are, Rich Sheban, Bruce Kay, and I are all looking at better ways of doing things that cost less, that are viable. And we're going to bring you more and more solutions as we uncover them. But I really don't know of a viable way of generating electricity without some, and transmitting electricity without some kind of pollution. I really don't. But let me tell you where I'm going with this. The panels that I bought them in a surplus market. What that means is they were already in a warehouse for a couple years. And I bought them very, very inexpensively. So it's not like I was part of the problem in buying the panels and driving production. I was driving the reduction of the panels in a surplus warehouse. Now, I did buy new batteries. Yeah, that I did. But, and there's pollution involved in that. And shipping them thousands of miles from across the ocean. There's pollution in that, too. I don't know how to get around it. Terry, I wish there were a solution. I'd be all for it.
Okay, so thanks, Benson.
Okay, thank you. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about being frugal with Rich Sheban, offgridmontana.com. So, Rich, let me share this this little prototype that I built here at the farm. I think it might be of interest. It might even work for some of what you're doing in Montana. And it's going to take me about a minute to describe this. So we have this barn roof glass, And it's a 412 pitch. It's a steel roof. And we have 16 panels, 1-6 panels on top of the roof. And they're aimed south. It's not at the ideal angle, but it was a prototype to see how everything worked. The panels are 200-watt panels made by Canadian Solar. And they're probably 5 years old now. Well, because of the way we set up our Snyder inverter at 48 volts, I wanted to hook up less than 100 volts of 100 volts going to the charge controller from the panels. Each of the panels is 32 volts. So I took three panels and put them in series. 32 plus 32 plus 32 equals 96. And I built five strings of these three panels each. So three panels in series is 96 volts. And I put five sets of them in parallel. Okay, that is the array. That means that I have one panel left over, because five panels, five strings of three panels each is 15 panels. I had one left over, and it bothered me. I thought, I've got one panel there sitting on the roof doing nothing. Well, it's a spare in case one of them gets broken by hail or something, but it's still doing nothing right now. So what I did was I wired that to a charge controller I bought on eBay. A separate little charge controller, less than $20, probably close to $15. And it's a 20-amp charge controller, just for this one panel. And I use that to charge batteries in the barn. Now think about this. So I took a panel I already had, added $15 or $20 for a charge controller, and then I added some wire that I had around the house. It was 16-gauge wire. I bought an electrical box, which is a single gang box for a dollar. I had light switch, a regular wall light switch, that I used to control the voltage or the current from the solar panel to this little charge controller. Just a wall switch mounted on the wall right next to this little charge controller. And the output of the charge controller goes to a set of charging cables with cable clamps on it. Now, that's prototype version 1.0, and it really works great. And all I do is I turn the switch off. No power to the charge controller until I hook up the battery clamps. The battery sits below the charge controller on the floor. I hook up the positive and negative to the battery clamps. And then I turn on the charge controller with the AC wall switch that just is used for the charge controller. And it works great. It's unbelievable. So it's a little slower because you can only charge during the day, but it's free. It's absolutely free except for the components that I used. So from now on, it's gonna be the device that we use. And I've been using it for weeks. But then what's the next step? Well, what if I have a tractor that's 30 feet away from this? Easy. I find an old extension cord, and I cut the ends off it, and I solder the clamps onto this old 16-gauge extension cord. Let's say it's 50, 75 feet long. And now I can drag that through the barn and hook it up from tractor to tractor to tractor to keep charging all these batteries. Rich, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, first of all, you built a solar trickle charger is what you did. And I totally agree with that philosophy. And I wanted to make a couple of comments on your last caller, actually a couple of answers to his questions. First of all, there is a clean energy source out there, and people are using it kind of quietly as a free energy source. But the powers that be don't want this getting out, and they're running – I've seen videos where they're running lawnmowers, cars, generators, and homes off of this gas, and that is – basically water. Its emission is oxygen. I'm talking hydrogen. So there are alternative energies out there, and I've read that there's quite a bit that the powers that be are stifling because they can't get money from the people regarding this. Now, he was talking about toxicity of solar panels, and I'll be honest with you, anybody who has half a brain obviously has their solar panels outside, so the odds of toxic causes to the owner of the property is almost nil, and most people who have lead-acid batteries don't have them indoors where they live, so there's no gas emission and constraints there. But people who have smart meters who are on grid, I'm reading quite a few articles that smart meters are damaging fetuses and even small children from radiation and a lot of the output it puts out. So not to mention the fact that smart meters tell the powers that be when you're home, what appliances you're using, how much you're using. I mean, who knows how far this is going to go and who's going to end up with this information with all the hacking and I mean, there's nothing private anymore, especially on the Internet. So I think the consequences of being on grid with the technology that's being offered to the sheeple is way more damaging and toxic regarding health and reasons and privacy and anonymity, if that's your thing, compared to living off-grid. And, you know, this is totally off-tangent here, but I recently read an article that the EU, we all know all the central banks are in cahoots with one another. Well, the European Commission drafted legislation, and it's in small print. It's regarding the context of banning cash, which the powers that be definitely want to, because they want to eliminate all accountability from top down. And they basically say in small print in this legislation that privacy and anonymity does not constitute fundamental human rights, unquote. So the reason why I mention this is because it's an analogy that's very appropriate to what the powers that be want to do. They want to control our own destiny. It's a coup against the bottom 93% to govern themselves. So any time that you can go off-grid, any time that you can be self-sufficient, any time you can control your own destiny, you're not going to have to deal with a lot of this crap coming from the top down, which has zero accountability. So that's just something to think about, Vince.
I totally agree with everything you've said. And, you know, Mercedes-Benz has been working with hydrogen-powered vehicles for years. And obviously H2O, two parts hydrogen, one... Oh, I just had a little drop out there. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. That's how water is made. And when it burns, absolutely clean. You're right. But what I was trying to explain is that, yeah, even if we have clean energy, the systems that we build to use it are not clean. You can't get tin, and you can't get lead, and you can't get brass, and you can't get copper and rubber and plastic without some kind of a pollution emission. It's impossible. We don't know how to do that. And so no matter what we do, even if we could generate the electricity cleanly with zero pollution, there is still the transmission issue, and there's still the materials that are used in transmission that are polluting. Absolutely. And if you look at the overhead wires, you know, as they corrode, as they oxidize in the air, in the toxic air that we have, and the water condenses on those wires, you know, when it's cold, and then the water drips on the ground below, it's polluting the ground drop by drop by drop below the power lines. And if you look at the power poles, they're treated with preservatives so that the bugs won't eat the power poles while they're in the ground. That's how they last 40 years. Well, those power poles are treated with toxic substances so toxic that the bugs won't eat them, can't eat them and survive. Well, they're toxic to us too. So that's just, you know, the base of the power poles, and that's just the wire in the power poles. Then you have to add to that everything else that's in our environment. I was reading an article last evening, and it showed a picture of New York City, and it said this was before the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. New York City was in a cloud of pollution. You could barely see the tops of the skyscrapers. Now, the people below the tops of the skyscrapers didn't know. They were in the cloud. It was just kind of dark. And I was walking around Wall Street back in those days, and it was dark. It really was. And you didn't know it. You didn't know it because most people didn't look up. Well, if you were up and you looked down on the city, you would see that there was a dome of pollution above New York City. And it's not just New York City. It's Chicago, it's L.A., it's Silicon Valley, it's Philadelphia, it's every major city. So I don't know of any way of heating, cooling, and surviving without creating pollution, and at the same time sustaining the way we want to live in our disposable society. I don't know of anyway. And some of the proof is, if you look in the oceans, you'll see islands. Islands of plastic bottles, the size of small states, just floating there. Islands of trash. And that's what we've done. Because we're not smart enough, or we're not sensible enough, or we're not as good as stewards as we should be enough to not do that. And now Japan is considering, the government of Japan is considering declaring war on us. They want to release radioactive waste, toxic waste, in the ocean. It's like, we don't know what to do with it, so we're tired of fighting it. Nothing's working. The equipment doesn't work. The robots don't work. Everything is succumbing to the high levels of radiation, so we're just going to let it go into the ocean. So they will have declared war on us again. Once in 1941, December 7th, 1941, when they attacked us at Pearl Harbor, and then when they poisoned the entire planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very sad. Well, everything's mined from the earth, right? I mean, all of our products, all mm-hmm. of our natural resources, everything gets mined from the earth, and you can't get these products, these metals, without mining. I mean, that's just the way it goes. So, until the powers that be release these free energies, which I've heard that there's several of them to choose from, we're going to be in this situation. But the powers that be want control. They're addicted to power, money, and control. So that's how they use all this to control the masses. And it's an addiction. And we have to, the bottom 93% of Americans have to stick together, read research, and share information, and make our lives easier.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah, you've got your.
Take my. You go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
I've had a lot of fun today talking about the off-grid lifestyle with Rich Achievement. Quite an expert in it. 10 years under his belt living off-grid. Rich Achievement, I've got a couple questions for you. You know, the big nuts to crack on living off-grid are cooking. That's one. Another one is washing clothes. Another one is refrigeration. And another one, of course, is heating and then air conditioning. How did you address the washing clothes issue at your location?
Okay. Now, keep in mind, my little disclaimer is that we choose to live more rugged than most people. Now, I have two choices. I have one of those hand washers that I actually, you know where I bought that from? When I went to speak on your self-sufficiency preparedness expo, mm-hmm. His name is Tom, I think Peterson. He mm-hmm. builds them and sells them. And mm-hmm. I contacted
him. He's in Arkansas, isn't he?
Pardon me?
I believe he's in Arkansas.
Arkansas, yeah. He's somewhere down by your neck of the woods. And real nice guy. And I bought one of those big washers from him that you move, you gyrate with your hand, and in a few minutes you have clean clothes. So that's one way to go. But, you know, we go to town probably 2-3 days a week. So it really is nothing for us to take a load of wash in. We wait 25 minutes. By the time we get the mail, maybe pick up some yogurt or whatever we do, you know, the wash is done, and then we bring it home and we use a Lehman-style dryer that we either leave upstairs, which the wood cook stove dries everything in like 2 hours because heat goes up, travels up, or we use the we dry our clothes outside on the line. So that's how we do that. Regarding refrigeration, I have a little SunFrost refrigerator. It's built in California now. They were originally a European-style refrigerator. And what I mean by that is American-style refrigerators are known for using a lot of energy because the compressor is on the bottom of the refrigerator and the heat dissipates north. Heat goes high, right? It travels up. So the compressor on the SunFrost is on the top of the refrigerator. Plus, I leave it downstairs in the basement so it's cool enough it hardly ever turns on. During the winter months, as I've mentioned many, many times over radio shows and in my DVD video, I keep my food in front of the French doors on the basement floor with a thermometer, and it stays almost a perfect 32 to 38 degrees during the winter months. So I don't even... Excuse me, I don't even turn on my refrigerator during those months. So we don't use a freezer because we can everything. And this preserves the food. I mean, you check meat in most freezers, you can get freezer burn as early as a year and a half to 2 years, okay, because we can everything. We don't have to deal with that. We can have 15 years of meat. And what was your third a question on that, Vince?
Well, there's heating, cooking, washing clothes,
okay,
and refrigeration.
We use an Amish-made wood-cook stove to cook our meals during the summer months when we don't have fire. We just have like a Cabela's camping propane stove on the porch. We call that our summer kitchen, and that works out real well. Plus, we also have some solar ovens. For example, we just went out and picked some service berries and raspberries and strawberries and made a crisp with rhubarb, and we put the crisp in the solar oven right on the driveway so the goats couldn't get to it and the dogs couldn't get to it. And in a couple hours, we had a hot dessert. So there's many – plus we do a lot of Dutch oven cooking during spring and fall months. And everything we do is outside-the-box thinking, and it's a lot of fun. Now, because you mentioned air conditioning, here in the north, we don't have to worry about that. It's definitely an issue by you to get enough energy to live off-grid for air conditioning, but for here, for us, it's not an issue.
Yeah. Here's another tip, class. You know, last night I was experimenting with a crock pot, and if you've got a 100-watt crock pot, you can run that on solar during the day. And if it's hot in the kitchen, put it outside. Put it on the porch. And put the heat out there, not in the house. Rich Evans, hey, thanks so much for being with us. Rich Evans with us on Mondays. Mondays.
Here at USA
Press. Thank you so much, Rich Evans. Friday, John Reagan is going to do a broadcast. He'll be back on Friday. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.